Hello, I'm Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello. Today, I'm on the road for the first time with our podcast, and we're actually at Whitmer High School. I'm excited to be here. And I also have my first student on the podcast, so we're excited about that. But we're going to go ahead and start today with all things Whitmer. And I'm going to introduce, have Mrs. Tucker introduce herself, and we'll start with her.
Okay. I'm Mrs. Tucker. This is my 21st year here at Whitmer, so I kind of feel like I did not go here for high school, but I kind of feel like I did. It's almost like I have more invested in this than my own high school. The community here is just beyond. We didn't have that in my high school, so that's something that was shocking when I first started here. But I teach teaching professions in the Career Tech building. That's my introduction.
All right, and then our student, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Alex Van Rostro. I've been in Washington Local for 9 years as a student.
And one more person with us.
Good morning. I'm Jenny Wiedrakowski. I am an associate principal here at Whitmer High School. I have been at Whitmer I've been in Washington Local for 11 years. Prior to Whitmer, I was at Jefferson Junior High, and there is no place I would rather be.
Oh, well, thank you for all for being here. Really want to start talking about Whitmer. You guys are up and running now, and Whitmer is always busy. There's always something going on. So, Mrs. Tucker, do you want to talk a little bit about some things that are upcoming with Whitmer that are important, I think, and that kind of really get the community engaged here?
Absolutely. We got homecoming coming very quickly. I used to be part of student council, so I've been through all of this many times. The snake dance is something that comes up, and every year if you got a new teacher around, they're like, what is the snake dance? What do we snake down the street? That's kind of what the idea was. But they do banners for all of our clubs, and it's just an exciting night where we highlight our homecoming nominees and the court. So that's coming up, and then the football game is huge. I don't know who we are playing. Anyone?
Southview?
Yeah.
Believe
so.
Not for homecoming.
Nope.
That's this week.
Steve.
Yep. Whoever. We'll win.
Northview.
One
of the views.
Northview. Yes. So it doesn't matter, right?
And you currently, you also do Secret Spirits.
Yes.
So if you're not a Whitmer person, you may not know what Secret Spirits is. Can you talk a little bit about Secret Spirits?
Yes. So Secret Spirits is the two individuals that are in our mascots. So Pete and Penelope are very famous in our district and community. And there is a group of about 25 students that are seniors only that rotate through being the mascots. And they get to put posters. They bring a lot of spirit into the school. And it's all
activity program has ended.
And it's all a secret. No one knows who's in there. And at the end of the year, we do an awesome reveal at our seniors assembly. I think some people will be surprised at who's in there. There's some individuals that might be shy, but they get to go in there and they get to just, no one knows who I am, and they get to have fun and jump around. And
the reveal is always a good surprise.
Yes, the reveal is awesome.
And we see them everywhere in the community, and we never know who's in, even though I don't know who's in that. So that's always fun to just kind of guess. So thank you. All right, Alex, you're here because you're pretty energized. Can you talk a little bit about what you do here at Whitmer High School?
I am a Panther commander, so I lead our student section in like chants and stuff, the football games and basketball games.
He is never this quiet.
So you're right there on the fence. You have that spot. So talk a little bit about the excitement and how you like that and how maybe you became a Panther commander.
I came to be Panther commander because freshman year I saw all the seniors doing it and I thought it was really fun. And when I first tried out to do it, I was so nervous and thought I wasn't going to make it. And it's really fun. You get to watch the football game up close, see all the students in the student section, see them cheering, and have a whole bunch of fun with your friends.
Yeah, you're really in charge of kind of bringing the spirit that night, which is easy to do with our students. So that's awesome.
I can admit that at the Central game, which obviously is a great rivalry for us, Alex was the very first student in the student section.
What time does one arrive to the game if you're a Panther commander?
I arrive at 5:20.
Yeah. That's pretty early for the game that starts at 7, so a lot of dedication. You're a senior here. Talk to me about your courses. What are you doing? What are your plans after Whitmer?
My favorite course right now is our CTC program in construction.
Okay.
I love construction. I love to build stuff, and I hope to go into some type of construction trade after high school.
That's great. A great shout out for our Career Tech Center, and you know, we're happy that you're there and have a skill that you'll be able to get employed right when you graduate. So that's
Mr. Schobert.
Yes, that's wonderful. Ms. Wheatrow, you've been here for a while at the high school and also bring a lot of energy. What do you want to talk about at the beginning of the school year?
Well, first I'd like to talk about the fog outside, because during class change there was a lot of students asking if we should have a delay. So, Mrs. Martin, make sure you remember the high school students enjoy delays, and we want them to get to school safely.
But they were here when they were asking, right?
Yes.
Safely when they were asking.
It sounds like tomorrow there's fog.
Okay. So. Well, thank you. This will be recorded on Monday, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But hopefully.
I just want to put that plug in there for all our students who are listening. Mrs. Martin is very observant.
Yes. Yes. And I'm going to be paying close attention to the weather. Thank you.
We're off to a great start. We welcomed our freshmen. Into the building, the transition from eighth grade to freshman year can sometimes be a little difficult, but with Link Crew, our Link Crew members are juniors and seniors who kind of take the freshmen under their wing. We've had a really great start to the year.
I've heard that you might be coaching something coming up.
I'm so excited. Go juniors. Sorry, Alex. But yes, Mr. Peters and I will be the Powder Puff coaches for the juniors. The senior coaches will be Mr. Franklin and Mr. Cowell. But go juniors. Yes, Powder Puff is another activity we do during homecoming week, where the female students get to play football on the football field, just flag football, during the school day with the rest of the school watching.
Good. And that's always a fun event.
It is so much fun, yeah.
And a nice rivalry.
Competitive, yes.
Anything else that you would like to add about coming up with homecoming? One of the things I ask all my guests is about Jody, you talked about being in the district a long time. What is one of your favorite moments being in Washington Local?
So one of the most favorite things is, since I'm in teaching professions, is now I get to see my former students become teachers all over, but it's even more exciting when they're in our district. One of my former students, Mrs. Browder, is at Hiawatha and got a huge shout out today for how awesome she's doing, and it's only her first year. So that is something that I love seeing and hearing.
Yeah. A lot of pride when you see your students successful. So love to hear that.
Yeah.
Alex.
I really love that our community comes together for the sporting events and the snake dance and all the stuff leading up to our big events. It's really, I really enjoy it because you see everybody come together and just have a good time.
Yeah. And we've mentioned snake dance a couple times, and I think it really is a parade. We throw candy out to the kids, they line the streets. It's really a fun community event. Like you said, all the schools are there. And again, kids and the community come and catch the candy and just have a really good time. Our band participates and all our homecoming attendees. So thank you for bringing up the snake dance, and that is a really good memory for all of us. Mrs. Wietrakowski.
Oh, I have so many good memories. Every day I come to school, I love coming. I get to see Ember, our therapy dog, every morning.
Can you talk about what Ember does here at Whitmer?
Sure. So Ember comes to school every morning, and she's been here.
She's actually here with us now on the podcast.
She's not live, but. She greets students. Yesterday she spent some time in one of our counselor's offices because one of our students had recently lost a dog, and so Ember was there playing with her, just giving her snuggles and hugs, and Ember is a great addition to our Whitmer family.
She is. I didn't know if I interrupted your moment.
You did.
Okay, keep going.
I think my favorite moment is a tradition that we do here at Whitmer is when you have your own child graduate, and you get to give them their diploma. So I was able to give two of my children their diploma, and my third child is a freshman, and I look forward to giving it to him in 4 years.
Yeah, I actually shared that as my favorite moment on one of my past episodes.
It brings what Alex was saying about the community and the family. Washington Local truly is a family and a community, and it just helps.
Okay, well, this was just a real quick Whitmer, what's happening, and I appreciate all of you being here today. Do you have any closing remarks? Anything else you want to add?
Don't forget the fog.
We got the fog. Alex, what time are you getting to the game tomorrow?
Probably super early.
What's the theme tomorrow, Alex?
Superhero.
You know, that's a really good... Can you talk about the theme? How do you pick the themes? I've actually... I watch and I'm always interested. Talk to me about themes.
So we actually do it as a group. We all put in, like, interest in, like, on what we want to do, and we all come together and decide as a group on, like, what we should do. And sometimes, like, we like to have Justice Panther Commanders, like, we set out the theme and we do something different so that you can distinguish who's who, and it's really fun.
So superhero tomorrow. Okay, great.
I'm curious as to what you're going to come dressed as, Alex. Is it a surprise?
No. I am coming as Batman.
Oh. Okay. Is there a Robin or just Batman?
Me and one of my friends.
Okay.
She's going as Catwoman.
Oh, perfect. So we do have a pair. Great. Well, again, I thank you all for sharing this time with me today. It was our first road trip, so we were kind of excited to try this on the road, and I appreciate you all being guests. So thank you. That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!